First of all, I'd like to thank all organizers for having me here, and this is my pleasure to speak to you today. My talk is mainly about the graded Artin level algebra, and we used generic initial ideal for the proof to obtain the results. And this is a joint work with Ahn. He's a Korean young mathematician. And here is the outline about my talk. First, I'll talk about some notations and definition. I think most of you is already familiar with this kind of notations, so I will give you a short introduction. And after that, I'm going to talk about the two theorems about the result, a graded Artinian level algebra and Artinian algebra having the weak Lebesgue property. And third, I will show you how to construct some non-unimodal level O sequence. And last time I'm going to tell you about the graded non-level Artinian algebra. Let me tell you about the definition of generic initial ideal. First, K is an algebraically closed field of characteristic zero. But most of the result works when the characteristic P also. For this talk, just think of this case only. And R is an invariable polynomial ring over a field K. Here is a definition of term order. Term order is total order. We know the total order and the partial order. This is a very basic definition. And term order is an order on monomials, and we have some orders on variables x1 up to x of n. And we have two monomials, m1 and m2. And m1 bigger than or equal to m2 means that for every monomial, m times m1 bigger than or equal to m times m2, then we call this order term order. So here is a well-known term order, which is a reverse lexicographic order. This we have two monomials here. This one bigger than this one means that the degree of the first one is bigger than this one. Or if the degree are the same, then we have an S such that for every T bigger than S I sub T equals J sub T. This case we call reverse lexicographic order. And we have another well-known term order, which is lexicographic order. This one is similar to the previous one, except the second case. If the degree are the same, then we have an S. And for every T less than S, we have I sub T equals J sub T. And I sub S is bigger than J sub S. This is the lexicographic order. And here is an example. If we look at these two monomials, then they have the same degree. But if we look at the last one, then the degree 2, so they are the same. But this term has x of 2, but this term does not have x of 2. So as a reverse lexicographic order, this one is bigger than this one. But as a lexicographic order, this one is bigger than this one. So for this talk, we'll consider only two monomial term orders, degree reverse lexicographic order and degree lexicographic order. Now, let me introduce the initial ideals. Tau is the term order. Tau is the one of reverse lexicographic order or lexicographic order on this polynomial. And F is a homogeneous form in R. And we define the initial term of F is the greatest monomial among all terms of F with respect to the order tau. And the initial ideal of I is the ideal generated by all initial terms of F. F is in I. Now, let me show you the definition of Grosvenor basis. If I is generated by F sub 1 up to F sub t, and then we know that the initial term of this polynomial cannot generate the whole initial ideal. So we need to add some more polynomials to make these two ideals are the same. So we call the set of polynomial F, F sub 1, F sub t in I, a Grosvenor basis if the initial term of this polynomial generates the whole initial ideal. Now, let me move on to the generic initial ideal. Here is n by n invertible matrix in general linear group. And F is a homogeneous form of R. Then please look at this linear form. G of xi equals is defined by this matrix. In other words, the sum of G xi k x xk k is from 1 to n. Then we define an action on R by f of x sub 1 up to x sub n maps to f of g of x1 up to g of xn. Then for any homogeneous ideal I of R, we define g of I. G of I is the ideal generated by all this image, F of G of X1 and G of Xn for all F in I. Then this ideal, G of I, depends on the choice of the matrix G, in other words, the component of G. So the initial ideal of G of I has to depend on the, choice of G. So, to eliminate this kind of dependence, we can use this theorem, Gallego and Bayer and Stillman. So, this is, we have a gyroscopic open set U of a general linear group and a monomial ideal J such that, first, this J is the initial ideal of G of I for all G in U. And G is also a Fourier fixed ideal. Let me tell you about the definition this one later. So we called this initial ideal the generic initial ideal of I, and we denote it by gin I. And for this work, we used only as a tool, but we didn't make any result about these initial ideals. Now, let me move on to the definition of minimal free resolution and Lebesgue algebra. So here is a graded minimal free resolution of R of I. And then we can write each free module F sub I equals direct sum R bet ij minus alpha ij, and then we call the numbers alpha ij the shift associated to R of I, and the numbers beta ij are called the graded beta numbers of R of I. Now, please look at this matrix. This is a matrix of beta numbers. We spread out all beta numbers inside the matrix. Then we can compare to each other. So we call this matrix Betti diagram of R of I. So especially if we need to emphasize the ideal I, then we are going to use this notation instead of beta ij. Now, please recall that if the last free module of the minimal free resolution of a graded ring A with a given Hilbert function H is of the form like that, which means that the last free module has only one kind Betti number, then the Hilbert function H and graded ring A are called level. For a special case, if the coimically type of R of I equals 1, then we call A graded Artinian algebra Greenstein. Now, let me tell you about the unimodal H vectors, weak left set properties, and the Borel 6 ideals. Here is a homogeneous ideal of R of height n. This is an invariable polynomial ring. Then this algebra is an Artinian K algebra, and so the dimension of A is finite. So the Hilbert function of A has to be all zero except the first finite part. So we can consider this Hilbert function as a vector, and we call this vector H vector of A. And this case we can write A equals K direct sum, A sub 1 up to A sub S. A sub S is not zero. Now, in this case, the S, we call S the circle degree of A. And the circle of A is defined by the all annihilators of the maximal ideal, maximal homogeneous ideal. And here is the H vector, H sub 0 up to H sub S. We call this kind of H vector unimodal if we have only one kind of local maximum. And we call this H vector strictly unimodal if the first part of this sequence is strictly increasing and the last part of this sequence is strictly decreasing. Now, here is a graded Artinian K algebra, and we call we say that this graded Artinian K algebra has the weak left set property if we have a linear form L in A1 such that this map by multiplication by L from A sub I to A sub I plus 1 is injective or surjective for every I equals from 1 to S minus 1. In this case, we call L a left set element. Now,
so, do you mean the same L for every?
Oh, yeah, the same L, yeah. Here is a monomial ideal I in R, and W is a monomial in I. In this case, we define M of W, the maximum of J, such that A sub J is bigger than zero. So here is a monomial which is called stable if the monomial for every monomial in W in I and for every J less than MW, X sub JW divided by X sub M of W is in I again. Then we call this monomial ideal stable. Now, S is a subset of all monomials in polynomial ring of degree S. And U is a monomial in S, and A sub J positive means that for every I and J, I is less than or equal to J, X sub I U over X sub J in S, then we call this the subset a Borel fixed set. And if the monomial ideal of I is here, and the set of all monomials in I, which is I sub I, is a Borel fixed set, then we call this monomial ideal a Borel fixed ideal, or a strongly stable ideal. If the characteristic is zero, then these two things are the same definition. Now, let me show you two theorems about a graded Artinian algebra having the weak left set property. Here is a theorem of Harima and Migliore, Nagel and Watanabe. They showed proved this. H is a finite sequence of positive integers. And this H is a Hilbert function of a graded Artinian K algebra having the weak left set property. then if and only if H is a unimodal O sequence, and the first positive part of the first difference delta H is an O sequence again. So this theorem holds for general graded Artinian K algebra. And if we look at this theorem, we add some condition level here. So we add the condition level, then we obtained some stronger result here. So this sequence is a Hilbert function of a graded Artinian level algebra having a weak Lepsius property. Then first is the Hilbert function H is strictly a unimodal O sequence, which means that the first part is strictly increasing and the last part is strictly decreasing. And the positive part of the first difference is an O sequence. This is the same result as before. And we had one more condition on the last part of this sequence. In other words, in degree, the first difference of this Hilbert function of the last part in degree d is always bigger than or equal to n minus 1 times the first difference in degree d plus 1 for every d is bigger than zeta. So this is a condition on the last part of this sequence. So we obtain a little bit stronger result here, strictly unimodal O sequence and some condition on the last part like that with the after we add this label condition. Now let me move on to the case on H vector with this condition. The reason why this kind of H vector is important means that this H vector means that and drop n we have a free part. Then if this sequence is not labeled, then drop n and up going up again, and that kind of H vector cannot label either. So we need to know about this kind of H vector. So we have an H vector with the condition with this, and if the H sub d is d plus less than or equal to d plus 1, then H is not level or sequence. This theorem holds for any codimension n. So please look at this simple example, 1, 3, 6, 7, 5, 5. If we look at this 5 in degree 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5 equals 4 plus 1, which satisfies this condition. So we know that this sequence, this H vector, cannot label O sequence. Now, then we have some questions here with this condition. So first question is, then this kind of label O sequence is not label. The second one is any label O sequence of codimension 3 unimodal? And here are answers about two questions. First, we have the same condition here. And first answer is yes. In other words, we can produce level O sequence, level algebra with this kind of Hilbert function. And second one one's answer is no. In other words, we can construct a level O sequence of level O sequence, non-unimodal level O sequence of codimension 3. So we already gotten an answer for the previous two questions. So let me show you some examples about this kind of questions. Now let me move on to the construction of some non-unimodal level O sequence. So here is the main tool, inverse systems. Please recall the theory of inverse system. And this is the fundamental tool to construct a graded Artinian non-unimodal level algebra. Here is another invariable polynomial ring S here. So in this case, we use variables y1 up to y sub n instead of x sub 1 up to x sub n. Consider this ring as a graded R module such that the action of xi on s is a partial differentiation with respect to yi. So then we know that there is a one-to-one correspondence between graded Artinian Levy algebra R of I and the finitely generated graded R submodules M of S, where I is the annihilator of M, and M is the R submodule of S, which is annihilated by I. In particular, the Levy algebras of type T means that cohomically type, and the circle degree S correspond to R submodules of S annihilated by T element of degree S. Now, let me tell you about the theorem of Iarubino. This is the main tool to produce a non-univocal level of sequence. Here is an variable polynomial ring, and H prime is the H vector of Levy algebra A equals R of annihilator of M. And we take F a generic form in S of degree S. Then we have another level algebra B equals R of annihilator of M and F has H vector this H. And each HI is the minimum of these two numbers. In other words, HI is from here, and HI plus N minus 1 plus S minus I choose S minus I, and N minus 1 plus I choose I. This large HI is the minimum of these two numbers. So that's the main tool to produce the non-univocal level of sequence. Now, let me move on to the truncation of a graded Artinian level of sequence. Here is an Artinian level of sequence. Then, the first part of the given level of sequence is also Artinian level of sequence for every... I made a mistake. I should switch this. T is less than S. So, the any first part of this one, and G is also Artinian level of sequence again. So, if we take H as a zero-dimensional differential of sequence, then we can always produce a Kronstein of sequence such that the first part of this sequence, first part of this Kronstein sequence is H. Kronstein sequence is always level. So, this sequence, given differentiable O sequence is a part of Kronstein sequence, means that this zero-dimensional differential O sequence is always level. So, to produce the non-univocal case, so we take usually zero-dimensional differentiable O sequence. Now, here is an example of a non-univocal level of sequence, which was produced by Fabrizio Zanello. So he used this sequence, 1, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 28. So given this zero-dimensional difference of sequence, and applying the theorem of Iarubino, for any generic form f in S of degree S, this 28 is in degree 9. So with this sequence, we obtain another H vector of Levy algebra. It's like that. If we look at the last part of this sequence, then 28, 27, 27, 28, which is non-univocal. I think this is the first example of non-univocal level of sequence. Now, here is the theorems of Zanello. Using the previous example, we can say that there exists non-univocal level H vectors of codimension 3. And we know that a given Artinian level O sequence, then it is always, if it has the weak left set property, then it has to be always unimodal. Non-unimodal level H vector means that there exists a codimension 3 level algebra not having the weak left set property. And he was obtained the following result. Made some example. There exists codimension 3 level algebra of type 3 not having the weak left set property. This case, this is not a non-unimodal. This is still unimodal. So if we look at the previous this example, then the Cohen-Macaulay type is 28, which means that this is quite big. So studied before, we usually studied the case of type 2 or Taiwan is Greenstein. So usually we did for the case of type 2. But if we use this theorem of Iarubino, then we can produce only a very big Cohen-Macaulay type. This is the weak point of this construction. Then we have a natural question here. So Fabrizio produced this case Cohen-Macaulay type 3. So it is still unknown if we can construct a codimension 3 graded Artinian level algebra of type 3 not having the weak left set property. So I think this is a very good question to know. Now let me tell you about the details the construction of a non-unimodal level O-sequence by Fabrizio. Please look at this zero-dimensional differentiable O-sequence. Then the first difference is like that, which means that this O-sequence is generic up to in degree 90. After that, add up 9 three times, and add up 6 three times again, and add up 3 three times again. So using this zero-dimensional differential sequence, he produced this example. If we look at the last part of this sequence, then we have three local maxima. And the difference between the local maxima and the local minima is just one. And the Cohen-Macaulay type is 40 to 41. Very big, very far, far away from 2. Anyway, he did a very nice job to produce this non-unimodal level of sequence of codimension 3. So, using the previous idea, he constructed the codimension 3 non-unimodal level H vectors with as many maxima as we want. So, not even 3, we can make 4 and 5 as many as we want. That's the nice result for this construction. So his construction is of the is this case. So codimension 3 level H vector ending with the TT T plus 1 TT T plus 1, and this sequence can be repeated as many times as you want. Now, let me move on to the another construction of a non-unimodal level O-sequence of codimension 3. So if we see the Fabrizio's construction, then the local maxima are all the same, and the difference of local maxima and the local minima is always one. So I was wondering if we can produce the different type of non-unimodal level O-sequence. Here is an example. To produce this example, we used the COCOA program. Please look at this zero-dimensional differential sequence. Then this is just a random zero-dimensional differentiable sequence. Then after we apply the theorem of Iarubino, we obtain this non-unimodal level sequence. Please look at this local maximum 171 and 176 at the end. And in the middle we have a local minimum 161. So this means that we can produce the difference is bigger than 1, which means that which is 10 171 take away 161. So this is a different type of non-universal level of sequence of codimension 3. So we generalized the previous example and to use these crazy numbers. This is quite a big number. This means that we have H prime, a zero dimensional differentiable O sequence H prime, which is a generic up to degree in S. Now, after that, we add this number. A is, A and B are positive integers, such that A is bigger than Y equal to 2, B is bigger than Y equal to 3. But, Pavlichev used the number, in this case, only 3, and not used this number. So, he add up 3 times, and again and again like that. But this case is a little bit different construction. We use we add b times here, and a times b a b times here, and add up again and again, and we have a total n plus one group here. So it should be very big numbers. So to produce to obtain the level non-universal level of sequence, this S must be very big. So if we apply the theorem of Yerbin again, then we obtain the following theorem. Then this level O sequence has n local maxima, and this all local maxima are decreasing for a equals two, and b is bigger than or equal to 3. And if a equals 3 and the b equals 3, then all n local maxima are the same. And if a is bigger than or equal to 3 and b is bigger than or equal to 4, then all local maxima are increasing. So I think some of you is wondering if we can obtain decreasing and increasing and the same in the middle, something like that. But unfortunately, I didn't get the chance to make such an example yet. So I think that's your job, if you are interested. Yeah, here's an example about the previous theorem. So here's the case of a equals two, and b equals 3. So we add up 3 times at the end, and times 2 means that 6, add up 6, 6 times, and times 2, 12. So add up 12 times, and 24 times, and 48 times. So we have 5 groups are here. So this means that we can obtain 4 local maxima. So please look at this the final O sequence. Then this case is 4 different local maxima, and they are decreasing, which means that the quite a big number, and they are all decreasing, which means that we can produce the n different local maxima. Now, let me move on to the graded non-level Artinian algebra. So we know that this kind of O sequence with the condition on H sub d minus 1 bigger than H sub d, H sub d equals H sub d plus 1, and then this sequence cannot be level. So we are wondering what is happening if we restrict the condition on the codimension 3. So this is the result of the case of codimension 3. So we have the same condition here, H sub d minus 1 bigger than H sub d, and H sub d equals H sub d plus 1. Then we have some more numbers here. This case holds up to d plus 1. If we restrict the condition to the codimension 3, then we obtain some more numbers, 2D plus 2. So in this case, H is still non-level. So this result holds for any codimension n. So this theorem about the case codimension 3. Now, please look at this Betti diagram about the Lex segment ideal with the given Hilbert function H. So to prove the previous theorem, we calculated the this two Betti numbers to compare two of them. If this Betti number is bigger than this one, means that this algebra cannot be level. Because if it this one is level, then everything every Betti number is zero except the last one. But if this one is not zero, means that this one is not non-level. So to produce this Betti numbers, we used the theorem of Eliao, Cavalieri. How can I produce this? Okay, let me skip. here's the ideal, stable monomial ideal of R. And G of I is the set of all minimal monomial generators of I. And G of I sub D is the element of G of I having degree D. Then the Betti number Qi of I equals the sum of Mt minus 1 and choose Q. T is in G of I sub I minus Q. So Mt means the greatest term of this monomial T. So using this theorem, we calculated two Betti numbers. And as you see, this range, it is quite crazy numbers. So to produce, to find these numbers, the calculation was very, very complicated. Anyway, we did that job. And when this one, beta 1, t plus 2, is for this range, we obtain 2k minus 1. For this range, this number is 2k. And the last Betti number, beta 2, d plus 2, is j plus l. J is the difference between this and these two numbers. And l is the from 1 to d. Then if I have the range this, then this Betti number, this one. So using this calculation, we could compare two of these. So for H sub D is less than or equal to 2D plus 1, then this Betti number is bigger than this one, which means that the given O sequence cannot be level. So this is a simple case. Just we apply the calculation, then that's the final. So means that we don't have to prove more. But please look at this case. H sub D is 2D plus 2. Then we have the same Betti number. So we cannot say anything based on only this Betti number. Two Betti numbers are the same, which means that we cannot say this Betti number can cancel all of this. So for this case, we did some more proof. So here is the theorem about that case. Here is a graded algebra with Hilbert function H. And these two Betti numbers are the same for a Lex segment ideal with the given Hilbert function H. So this is the last case. We can apply the case H sub D equals 2D plus 2. So using this theorem, we can say that A is not level either this case. So we have seen that this sequence cannot be level up to H sub D equals 2D plus 2. Now, in the previous theorem, we could say the same thing if when we replace this condition by this one. This is the Lex segment ideal. This one is generic initial ideal. So if we replace the this condition by this one, then still the previous theorem holds. But unfortunately, we couldn't find any way to find these two Betti numbers easily. Not easy to find this one. So So this case is quite easy to calculate. So anyway, we can prove this case too. Now, please look at this O sequence. If we see the last part of this sequence, then it ends 17, 16, 16. This 16 is in degree 7, means that 16 equals 2 times 7 plus 2, which is the 2D plus 2 case. So we can apply the previous theorem, so this sequence cannot be labeled. If we look at this example, this one is 18, 17, 17. We increase this number by 1. Then this 17 is in degree 7. Then this 17 is 2 times 7 plus 3, which means that 2D plus 3 case. So if we apply the previous proposition to obtain these two beta numbers, then beta 1 d plus 2 equals 4. This one is 3. So the middle part of beta number is bigger than this one. So we can't say anything in this case. So only up to h sub d is less than or equal to 2d plus 2, we can say that h is not labeled only based on shift and beta numbers. Now, let me introduce on H-back to how to construct on H-back with this condition, and H sub D is 2D plus 4. If we look at this one, this is a gerodimensional differential O sequence. And applying the theorem of Iarbino, then we obtain another level O sequence like that. If we look at this 14, then it is in degree 5. So 14 means 2 times 5 plus 4. So this construction shows that we can produce the case of h sub d equals 2d plus 4. Now, let me tell you the general case of on h vector with the condition h sub d equals 2d plus k. K is bigger than or equal to 4. So if we use this zero-dimensional differential O sequence, this 2d plus k minus 5 in degree d minus 1, and 2d plus k minus 3 is in degree d, and 2d plus k minus 1 is in degree d plus 1, then we obtain this another level O sequence. This case is of the form like that. So drop and flat part is 2d plus k, k is bigger than or equal to 4. So we can summarize this case as follows. Here is a given O sequence with this condition. Then we have seen that up to h sub d is less than or equal to 2d plus 2, then h cannot be labeled. And we could produce level O sequence with the condition h sub d is bigger than or equal to 4. But unfortunately, we could find anyway how to produce this case. So we still don't know for h sub d equals 2d plus 3. Now, using the previous case, this case, we can say about the non-existence of non-unimodal level O sequence. We know that this kind of sequence cannot be labeled up to h sub d is less than or equal to 2. So using this corollary, we can say that if h sub d minus 1 is bigger than h sub d, and h sub d is less than or equal to 2d plus 2, and the last one is bigger than or equal to h sub d, then this h still is not labeled. This corollary means that we have some labeled h vector and going down and flat, which is not labeled. Then if going down and the same degree and going up, then that is not labeled either. So this corollary means that this kind of non-existence of non-unimodal level O sequence. Now, if we look at this sequence, 17, 16, h sub 8, then we have three possible O sequences such that h sub 8 is bigger than or equal to h sub 7, which is h sub 8 is less than or equal to 18, because 16 of 7 is less than 7 is 18. So we have three choices here: 16, 17, 18. We know that this 16 is in degree 7, means that 16 equals 2 times 7 plus 2. So this case 16 cannot be 11. So this two O-sequence non-linear model O-sequence cannot be 11 either. 17, 16, 17, 17, 16, 18, and this case cannot be 11 either. Now, so far, we have seen that we can produce a graded Artinian non-linear model level algebra of codivariant 3. So, this existence of non-linear model level H vectors of codivariant 3 means that the existence of non-linear model level H vectors of codivariant higher than Y equal to 4. In other words, if we look at this case, we have a level algebra of codivariant 3 here with H vector H here. Then the level algebra, this one, we add up some more variables, and the annihilator of M, this M is this algebra, and the M and Y 4 up to the power S up to YN to the power S. Then this is a level algebra, and this one has an H vector G, 1N H2 plus N minus 3 up to H sub S plus N minus 3. This means that if H is not H is non-linear model, means that G is a non-linear model again. So if we apply this inverse system, we can produce any non-linear model level of sequence with any codivariant if we can produce the level algebra of codivariant 3. And I have showed you some a few results and some examples for all of you to catch up easily. And this is all that I would like to talk today. Thank you.